The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's been a very busy and unpredictable year for the technology industry, from the metaverse flop to Elon Musk causing a Twitter meltdown. Ciara O'Brien is Irish Times business and tech reporter and is joining me now. Ciara, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the Twitter story is still ongoing. You know, there's no end to this. He had that poll and the majority have said of more than 70 million votes, we don't want you as CEO, Elon. Get out of there. Hello, Ciara.
Hi, sorry, I lost you there for a second.
Okay, so they want him gone. Just because he won't be CEO doesn't mean he'll actually be gone.
No, and see, this is the thing. Look, I don't think Elon Musk really makes decisions based on Twitter polls. We've seen that in the past. I mean, he sold a load of Tesla shares. According to him, the whim of a Twitter poll that said, yes, sell the shares, but it was already in train before that. So I doubt, and to be honest, there's been indications that, you know, he wasn't going to stay as CEO forever, that he would stay maybe 3 to 6 months and find somebody else to take over, because let's not forget, he also has a number of other businesses that he is ostensibly the CEO of. So, and he has a very good team behind him at those businesses that help keep them running while he's off doing things like, you know, trolling people on Twitter. So, I mean, look, this story obviously has been running all year. It goes back to January when he started building the stake in Twitter. And then obviously it's still going now, because obviously at this point he has bought Twitter, he's taken over, he's fired pretty much the entire management team that was there when he took over. I mean, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, because I think it was fairly obvious that at one point he regretted his decision to buy the company, because it's massively overvalued by all accounts. $44 billion is a very good deal for the Twitter shareholders, and probably less so for the people who are buying it now. He went in then with the court case was ongoing. It was basically just racking up bills for lawyers. He eventually just said, you know, I'll buy it, and walked in at the end of October into Twitter's HQ holding a sink to make a reasonably bad joke on the social media platform. And I think that kind of set the tone for everything that's gone since. So we've seen basically half the staff immediately, you know, half the staff were being laid off. And that was pretty much a chaotic process. Usually when companies are laying off large numbers of people, you know, it's a considered process. They'll actually look at who they can afford to get rid of. And, you know, we saw that they were actually asking people to come back in the States because they realized that they actually couldn't do the job they had set.
They also fell foul of various employment regulations, not just in Ireland, but in California, where they have their own employment legislation. So his problem is, because of the way he behaves and because of his rather extreme views and his espousing of various causes, a lot of advertisers saying, we don't want to be associated with this idiot. So, you know, we're going to pull our advertising budgets from Twitter. I don't know where they went. Did they go to TikTok? Did they go to other platforms? Or, you know, they just keep
the money?
Who knows?
All I can say is that, you know, if they're not on Twitter, you know, they're obviously spending it somewhere else. They've decided they'll get better value for their money somewhere else. But obviously, look, Twitter's the revenue comes from advertising. And I know he's introduced this Twitter Blue subscription. Look, you know, if you're in any kind of media business, you know, subscriptions are great, but they're not going to pay all the bills. You need advertising. So he needs to keep the advertisers on side. There's now talk of this Twitter for Business subscription that's going to be launching in the next few weeks. And, you know, that's going to bring in some money for them. But I think you'll find a lot of places just won't bother anymore, especially if the user numbers start to drop. And look, there's been lots of talk about how engagement on Twitter, that page impressions are up. But people watch a car crash. It doesn't necessarily mean they're engaged with it, nor does it mean they want to be associated with it. So, you know, I think it's a wait and see approach. I think he needs to put in somebody sensible, but just because he puts in somebody as a CEO instead of him, I mean, look, he's still the owner. He's not answerable to anybody. The book stops with him, really. There's no board of directors that he has to talk to. You know, it is him. He is the person with all the power. So, you know, whoever he puts in is likely just going to be carrying out his agenda anyway, probably just not as publicly on Twitter.
Now, let's move on. I mentioned TikTok earlier. It seems to be flourishing.
Yeah, TikTok has been one of the great breakout stories, both over the last couple of years. And it's been kind of, you know, what they've managed to do is they've managed to capture the youth market. And that's the important thing, because everybody knows, you know, if you get young people in, they're more engaged. I mean, Facebook has had the same problem in that, you know, as Twitter, in that they can't get young people onto it. You know, there might be a few, I'm not saying there's no young people on Twitter before people start, or no young people on Twitter or Facebook before people start replying to me. There are, but TikTok has just captured everybody's attention, and it has just exploded in growth. Now, obviously, there are some controversies that dog that particular platform as well. You know, its ownership is a problem for it in the States in particular. There's also been, you know, obviously the TikTok challenges that have been dangerous, and TikTok has tried to clamp down on that kind of stuff and not amplify it through its algorithm. But what I find about TikTok is that you don't have to actually have an account to get started. You can get sucked in, and before you know where you are, an hour has gone by, you're watching cat videos or people doing challenges or, you know, somebody replying to somebody else's video and remixing. And there's a lot of interaction there that there isn't on other platforms. But in, I suppose along with that, then you see other platforms trying to ape that. So, you know, Instagram now has Reels, and that's been that they're trying to really pull people into kind of posting these short videos, or in some cases, not so short videos, and remixing them with other people's content and kind of replying to people to try and replicate that kind of engagement. But I'm not sure it's as successful. TikTok has something about it that seems to capture people for now, anyway, because look, you know, a few years ago, we were all talking about Snapchat killing off Facebook, and where's Snapchat now?
Okay, let's move on to the metaverse. This was Facebook's big gamble, if you like. What's happened to it?
It's been a bit of a flop for now. You know, obviously, Facebook rebranded as Meta. Obviously, their whole focus is on
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.